entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
For this show, as is my wonderful co-host, Dr. Angel Falzoni.
Good night. How are you doing this evening?
Yes, just wonderful. So excited about the show because we just hit our two-year anniversary mark and we're moving into our third year. And it's just, you know, we hear from people that the topics are helpful. And we're all about being helpful, don't you think?
Absolutely. We want to be relatable and we want it to be relevant. And so it's been amazing that people have really given us some great feedback.
Yes.
And they
yes.
have also helped to inspire new topics for new shows.
And that is so cool because I even had a call this morning from someone and they said, "What's tonight's topic?" I said, "It's up in the air right now." And they said, "Well, when do you do that?" As it happens, you know, sometimes we get closer and closer, we discuss it and we've got ideas. But, you know, I think the main thing, Doctor, and we've seen this from the beginning of the show, we try to be relevant to what's going on. And especially if there's something hot topic, we're staying away from politics, obviously.
Oh, totally.
It's the political season. We're staying away from that. But I mean, you know, other things going on in our lives. I mean, you know. In the world.
And you know what? There's just been a lot going on in people's lives. And then we're
yes.
coming on to, you know, holiday season's going to start rushing in. And before we know it, we'll be talking in 2017. And this can just be a really challenging time of year, period.
It really can. It really can. So we have a very relevant topic tonight. And we invite you to text in your comments or questions during the show. 727-888-4171. That's our Google text number. It comes directly to my phone, 727-888-4171. And we welcome you to ask questions. And I, of course, will refer those right over to our resident expert, Dr. Angel. And Dr. Angel, PhD, licensed mental health counselor, you almost are about to be published.
Yes, we're in the process of being published now.
It's been a long process.
It really is. Yes, so I'm really excited because it's going to be in the Library of Congress, and that's been like my...
That is so cool.
A little dream of mine.
Bobby, this is very, very cool.
That is really incredible.
We're sitting with a celebrity right here.
Don't forget us now.
Yeah, don't forget. That's right.
You guys are my friends.
Oh, thank you. But I saw what you put on Facebook today about D.C., and I take it you're going back there soon?
I'm going to go back there soon just so I can just go see my book in the Library of Congress.
That is just way cool. When is it going to be there? And... It's soon, right?
It is soon, yes. I'm waiting for the proof copy to come back, which should be any day now. So we're
all
really rolling
well, we'll
this
tell
process.
You all about all that when we get closer to it. So, accomplished author, PhD, licensed mental health counselor, and you work currently every single day with clients, with the foster care program. You have many counselors that work under you. I met some of those.
You have.
Bobby, last Friday night, I was able to use Dr. Angel's son's baseball ticket, and we went to the Rays with her office. The Rays,
really?
Or the Rays versus the Red Sox. And, of course, it was a battle because she's a Red Sox fan, and I'm an ardent Cubs/Rays fan.
What'd you do?
Yeah, well, we fought.
Well, we were frenemies, but we're good about that.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but I met a lot of her coworkers who threw popcorn on us and stuff.
We did get serenaded with lots of popcorn.
It was very, now I see why she is how, well, she is, because she's over these people and this is their behavior. So what can I say? No, it was great fun and really nice meeting these wonderful people. So all that's good. So we invite you to check out our website. GoYard2014.org, O-R-G. It's not a .com, it's a .org. And it was, we started the show in 2014, so that's why our website address is GoYard2014.org. Also email, because we had a question and answer show last week, and wow, did we have some interesting questions.
I want to just say those are probably the toughest questions to date that we have had in a question and answer show.
They were very hard.
They're really hard.
With a lot of different things going on in their lives. You can catch that show back on the podcast here, Tantalk 1340, actually TantalkNetwork.com now, but I think the Tantalk1340.com still works, correct?
Whichever you like better.
Whichever you like better. And go to the podcast for Go Yard, and you can catch last week's question answer show if you missed it. So at the end of each month, our webmaster puts our shows on the GoYard2014.org site, and he's caught up as of this week. And then,
awesome.
Isn't that cool? So,
yes.
He's been really busy, but he got caught up this week with us. So go to our website also to listen to our shows, goyard2014.org. And the thing about the ones on the website is we put titles on them.
Yes, we do.
And tell us about that and how that helps people.
Well, that really can help, because we'll do a show and you know what? It may not be where you're at right there in your life on that day that we air that show. Not every listener may be going through what's happening, but life happens and things come up. And so it's a great way to come back when you are going through that issue and make it apply to you in that moment and let it help you get through it.
So go to our website, use it. That's what it's there for. Tell your friends. We have a lot of people that use that website, goyard2014.org. For old shows. Today's topic is a result of a lot of things going on in our lives and people we know that have suffered a lot this year.
True. It is true. And so today we're going to talk about moving on after heartbreak.
After heartbreak.
And this is probably like the million-dollar question that I get as a therapist. A lot of people will come in and they're like, well, they're heartbroken. And what do I do? And so it's a great time to address this.
And, you know, we're probably going to address it more from the aspect of a relationship breaking up.
Yes.
But, you know, for me personally, I've known quite a few this year that relatives or close friends have passed away.
Mm-hmm.
It has been, there's been a lot of it. And I said to somebody today, actually I said it to my sister, I think it's begin to realize that people get older and things happen. You know, when we were younger, there weren't as many, it didn't seem to me like, fatal illnesses, etc. But it just seems like you hear about this. I lost the husband of a dear friend a few weeks back, and prematurely. I mean, he was young, you know, to cancer. And so, you know, we're very aware that this changes one's life when you're close to death and disease, etc.
Absolutely. And here's the thing with this is, yes, this show was more written for relationships breaking up. However, a lot of these concepts, it's about grief and moving on.
Right.
And so you can apply it towards if that grief was a loss through death or through all kinds of stuff. Sometimes just you have that loss because they got a job and they moved halfway across the world.
Exactly.
And so it can apply.
Not
every part will, but a lot of it will.
And to those that maybe have been diagnosed with something that's just really life-threatening or very changing their life, that's a heartbreak.
That is a heartbreak. Your kids making adult choices that, you know, are hurting their lives. Those are heartbreaks.
Absolutely.
And sometimes they can be challenging to move on and get through that time.
So we're very aware of all of those. And, you know, love, when we love people, when we care about them, our family, our friends, a relationship, whatever, love can hurt, doctor.
Love can and does often hurt.
I don't know if it's ever hurt Bobby because he's so young and cute. Probably love hasn't hurt him yet. No, he's just kind of shaking his head. No, but you know, someday, Bobby. Anyway, love can hurt. And I love the title of this show, Moving On After Heartbreak. So we're really going to talk about the consequences, you know, the things, not consequences, but the actual realities
yes.
of heartbreak.
and what we can do to not get stuck in that heartbreak. Because, you know, one of the things I've seen over the years is so many people will have, you know, a divorce or a devastating breakup, and they get stuck in that. And it may be 10 years later or 15 years later, but they haven't gotten through it.
I've known people that can still recount all the awful, ugly stuff, and they like to talk about all that that happened still, just, like 5 years, 10 years later. I don't understand that, but I know people like that.
They get stuck.
They get stuck.
And it's an easy thing to do. And so one of the questions that come through is, how do I deal with this internal bleeding?
Internal bleeding.
Because that's what it feels like. I mean, it can feel like your heart was kind of ripped out at times.
That's a graphic description, really. But I think it's good.
It is good because it accurately kind of portrays that heart hurting so badly. And heartache can be worse than physical pain, you know? Yeah. If you break an arm, yeah, it hurts really bad, or going through surgery, but there's medications you can take and it'll kind of numb that pain out for you. And as your body heals, it goes away. Heartbreak, there isn't something we can just take to make this go away. We have to go through it.
Right. You just can't put a Band-Aid on it and it's just fine. I mean, I was talking to one of my good friends, the one who lost her husband about 2 weeks ago. I was talking to her a couple days ago in Indiana, and I said, as I remember losing my parents a few years back, grief, you know, we're going to talk about this grief. Mm-hmm. It seemed to come in waves.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, one minute I'd be okay and I wasn't crying and I was okay and everything seemed like life was normal. And then it was like in the back of my mind, I knew something wasn't. Mm-hmm. And then that thing of grief would just kind of roll over me. And she was experiencing that with the loss of her husband. Do you want to talk about that?
Absolutely. And grief, that's the thing. You know, a lot of times we've learned about grief and we kind of learn, oh, the stages of grief, as if it's like you meet stage one and two and three. It doesn't work.
Like
it's not linear.
No.
And it's sometimes a few steps forward, sometimes a couple back, And no matter what you're grieving, grief is a process. And
it
it's kind of intertwined with moving into all kinds of stages. And there are multiple stages that are identified, but it's not a 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, I'm done grieving.
Right.
Grieving, you may at some point be grieving a part of that forever.
For a long time.
But we can still learn to move on and heal as we go through that.
I like the way you're describing that, because I think that I'd like to say, let's give our audience permission to grieve.
Absolutely.
Because, doctor, I think a lot of people just want to put on a happy face and they maybe get through a funeral or whatever, and or the breakup of a relationship and, you know, the person moved out or divorce or whatever the case may be. And they don't want people to realize that they're really hurting. It's like a safe face type mode. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And so that's the first thing we need to do, is we have to grieve the loss.
Yes.
Whatever that loss is. We have to let ourselves feel those feelings, those loneliness or the emptiness that we may feel, the feelings of longing for that person or that relationship. There's a lot that comes behind that. We have to let ourselves feel that.
Absolutely. And so, you know, we give you, audience, permission to feel that. You know,
absolutely.
I think that is healthy.
Yes, it is.
And when we bury all that hurt and grief and disappointment that things didn't work out or that your loved one passed away or whatever the grief is, it never is good when we just bury it.
No, and we will deal with it. It just may be a physical illness.
Exactly.
It may come and creep up on us when we aren't prepared for it. And so grief, it's not going to go away. We will deal with it in some way. So it could manifest in lots of different outcomes in our lives.
I like that you brought that up, physical illness, because I believe that anger, repressed anger, things like this do come out at some point. They're going to come out.
Absolutely. And, you know, and there's a ton of research that will associate, and I know we've talked about this before, but there's a ton of research that associates a strong negative feelings with physical diseases, some cancer, some, you know, the immune system diseases, you know, that happen as a result of suppressing very strong feelings and emotions.
So, you know, folks, it's okay to feel what you feel. It's okay to be hurt and disappointed and grieving the loss of that situation, relationship, loss of a loved one to death, whatever it might be. Allow yourself to feel it.
Absolutely. You have to feel it. So do not deny your feelings and emotions. You need to experience them.
Right. Okay.
And one of the things I will see people do as a coping skill, especially with a breakup of a romantic relationship, is they just go find another one.
Oh, gosh.
They go that, straight into
I've
another one.
I've seen that in so many people through the years. I mean, and yeah, like in a matter of a week.
Yeah.
Or you know, yes. like a month. And you're like, really? Seriously?
And so what they're doing is trying to delay that grief and just keep pushing forward. That's not healthy either.
Okay.
We need to move on, but we have to do this in a way that we're doing it healthy.
Okay.
And so one of the things we really need to do is feel those feelings of sadness and loneliness and anger and whatever it is you feel from the loss of however you lost the situation, relationship, person. There's a grieving process.
Absolutely.
And you need to stay in that and allow yourself the freedom to grieve. That's a real loss. A lot of times people will minimize it. Oh, well, we were only together for a year. But when you give your heart, you give your heart.
Right.
And so you can't timestamp
right.
how your heart will feel. And so we don't want to stay living in grief, but we need to feel that grief, experience it, process that grief. And some great ways of doing that, some people will keep journals and just kind of
it's always good
how their feelings are. Some people are doing voice journals now because most phones you can voice in.
Right.
And so instead of writing it because they don't want to write, they can just do a little voice diary, which is super cool because I've had some patients come into me and share their voice diary. And I'm like, wow, this really helps me to help them process where they're at.
Well, so, yeah, because you can hear the emotion in their voice and whatever, and it's less.
And so can they. And they can see their own growth through that process.
Wow.
So it's been a really cool tool, and I wouldn't probably have thought of that myself. So it was actually a patient who did it and brought it to me, and I'm like, this is really cool. So that's one way we can process it. Another way is just finding those close confidants, that
yes.
a person we can talk to and just be real.
Right.
Like, yeah, today totally sucks. I'm really missing this.
Don't you think in this society with social media and all that, that we have to really work at cultivating those kinds of friendships? I mean, your spouse should be your friend, you know? But a lot of times that deteriorates through the years and is less and less, and people, you know, but it's hard to really realize, I think, the importance of a friend.
It is really important. And when we're talking about a breakup of a relationship, depending on the length of time, it can be really challenging because a lot of times our relationships are intertwined with our friendships are intertwined with our relationship.
Yes.
So then people kind of feel like they have to take sides,
oh,
and we
yeah.
lose part of
That's
our support
true.
System
yeah.
because we lost this relationship, which is like two losses
right.
over and over. And so, you know, finding that friend that, you know, can walk on your journey when you have, you know, a significant other and when you don't have a significant other is really important.
Absolutely. But a lot of people, doctor, and while we're talking about relationships or divorce or that kind of thing, a lot of people feel like they are less than because their marriage or their relationship broke up, that they're being judged by others. Can you address that?
Well, and the reality is some people will judge.
Okay.
Because that's how some people are. But the other reality is relationships are fragile.
Yes.
They take two people.
Right.
One person can't change the other person. And so
Seriously, really?
No, they can't. And so sometimes they do need to, you know, dissolve or break
right.
up. And so there can be guilt and shame attached to that, especially if it's a person is of faith and their faith system's very strong
yeah.
against breaking up or divorce or whatever it is. It can put a lot of extra guilt.
Yes.
And pressure on them. So be careful who you share your information with. We need a support system, but they need to be supportive. So we don't want to share intimate feelings with someone who is judging or condemning
right.
because those are going to set us back. They're not going to help us move forward.
Yeah, that's not going to enable you to get over it quicker.
Not at all. You know, and another mistake people make is you brought up social media. They take their anger.
Oh, my gosh.
And go right to social media. Well, you won't believe what she did. She's a blah, 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 blah. And
right.
like every blow it out. Don't do
don't
that either.
Don't do that. Don't
refrain.
Do that.
Refrain. In fact, I am going to challenge you. If you are breaking up with someone, just unfriend them and just
leave it
keep
alone.
Your distance. You don't need to see what they're posting, and you don't need to be posting because it's just going to keep.
It's the drama thing,
bringing
you know,
it in.
And
yep.
that is what happens with a lot of people. So don't fall into that trap.
Nope.
So when you're experiencing this breakup and it's very recent, let's say it's today.
Wow.
Or recent, you know, we've got to spend time thinking about everything, reflecting,
yes,
right?
Yes, we do. Absolutely. And
I like that word reflection.
I do too. And that's
you
want to
define it or something?
You know, reflection is where we start looking inside, and we try to be as objective as we can. Of mm-hmm. course, we have feelings and we're human, and we can't be completely objective, but it's where we start looking at the whole picture. We're right. reflecting on all of it. You know, if you think about going to the lake or going to the ocean when it's really calm and you can see yourself reflected back, or the sky reflected back, and it's giving that whole picture. And that's what right. reflection's about. It's not one isolated incident where we're getting more and more angry every time we think about it, but it's kind of looking at the whole picture of this relationship.
Okay, when we talk about relationships in that respect, as far as marriages or relationships, partnerships, whatever they are, don't you think that that's kind of hard for people to come from that aspect of feeling such intense loss, let's say, anger, whatever the case may be, then to start seeing the broader picture? It takes some effort, don't you think?
It takes some time, too. And there's not I can't say, oh, well, if I break up today, by next Thursday, I should be reflecting. Because it doesn't work that way either. Every person's on their own journey.
That's
but
right.
as you feel the feelings and you experience those feelings, your heart will start healing some from that.
Okay.
And the more you feel, it'll be less intense.
Right.
And so reflection is really about appreciating the good things of this relationship.
Oh, that's good. And that's a good place to start journaling, too.
Absolutely.
To write them down that you're thinking about.
I mean, you're sad. Yes, you could have been blindsided, devastated, that broke it up at the end. But what were some of the good things?
Right.
The things you value.
Exactly.
There's always something usually good.
Right.
And then it helps us to kind of identify what were some of the problems.
Why is it important to look at the problems? Because some of our audience would probably say we should keep positive. But the thing is, the nature of a breakup is hurtful anyway.
It is.
And it's usually not been all lovely roses and everything great, right?
Well, no. And here's the thing. When I talk about looking at the negatives, it is not just all about finding everything the other person did that was wrong. It's what did I do wrong?
Ah, okay. That's a good point. That's
where did this go
point.
Wrong? Maybe I didn't invest enough time. Maybe I didn't, you know, what were some of the things that I did that kind of
right.
contributed to this? Because every relationship is two people, and
exactly.
two people have to contribute to keep it alive.
Right.
And two people have to contribute to not keep it alive.
So you're saying as you begin to reflect on your own part in the whole thing too, instead
Absolutely.
Of where most people, in my opinion, in my experience, they get caught up in talking about, well, he did that or she did that, and I just couldn't stand it anymore. And then this happened, and then it's almost like they're
it's
trying to justify
mm-hmm.
their blame game, and they're trying to justify the need for the breakup, you know?
And that's what we do when we are trying to convince other people that we were in the right or what.
Right.
So we have to kind of take that fence off about what other people are thinking. Because
right.
it doesn't matter what you do in life.
Oh, gosh.
People are just, there's going to be people who agree and people who don't agree.
That is so true. And the older I am, the more I realize that. But, you know, through life, I have found that a lot of people get stuck in that whole thing of feeling like they have to convince everybody around them, especially their family, if it's a divorce. Well, this is what he was really like. You just didn't know what he was like. You know,
absolutely.
I think those of us that have been through divorce and breakup, we've probably been guilty of that, trying to explain why it wasn't the way it looked.
Justifying it.
Justifying.
Absolutely. But the cool thing about reflection is, first of all, it helps us grow.
Okay.
So that's one of the reasons why it's so important. Another one is it helps us understand, why am I so heartbroken?
Right.
Is this really about this relationship, or is this something different? Am I afraid to be alone?
Ah,
am I
this
afraid
is good.
Of
yeah.
you know what other people are thinking? Am I afraid
right.
of losing my social status? Really, what's under my feeling of this grief and loss? And it may be part I miss this person, and it may be part of social status, or maybe part of fear of now I'm by myself, and how do I don't know how to pay the bills, or I don't know the log into the garbage company, because sometimes that happens.
Exactly, and I've found a lot of times people, especially women, don't want to lose the financial security. Maybe it's been rotten for a long time. Maybe he's an abuser, or the other way around, she's an abuser, whatever the case may be, because women can be that way too.
Absolutely.
And maybe that's really what's going on. And so the time has finally come to break that situation, but the fear of the financial stuff, the fear, address the fear, doctor.
Fear can be really huge, and fear can keep us stuck.
Yes.
Or fear can make us move too quickly into decisions we shouldn't be making. A lot of times people will jump right into the next relationship out of fear.
Right.
Fear that I can't pay the bills, fear of being alone, fear of whatever. There's so many things you can fear that we could list them all till next week probably and
right.
not have numbered them all. So there's a lot of fear that can underline a breakup. You know, living alone, that's a scary thing. Having to financially pay for everything to live this way. Those are some scary things.
Absolutely.
What about if there's kids involved? There's a lot of other fears. What is this going to look like? Will my kids still love me? Fear of maybe losing status in a religious institution because they
right.
know, have a negative belief. I've seen people who had leadership positions who were asked to no longer be a leader because they left the relationship.
Many times through the years.
And
yes.
so there's a lot of things that can underline it. And so reflect.
There's a lot to lose, basically,
yes.
right?
And so reflecting gives us the opportunity to say, what is it that I'm really feeling? What is under the
screen? Because, you know, that I'm glad you brought that up because in my experience, I've seen a lot of people that, yes, are kicked out of their church or mm-hmm. they are no longer the youth pastor or whatever the case may be because they're going through a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, there is that feeling of, oh my gosh, I didn't know it was going to be that bad. And then they get themselves back into the same relationship. I've seen this so many times
yes.
in people. And thinking that the second time around is going to be better. And often, and usually, in my opinion, and I'm not the professional here, so you can tell me your opinion of that. But I've seen that a lot of times it's just a matter of a few months and it's over again.
Absolutely. And
do you want to address
that? It could
that?
Be a few months. It could be a few years. But what if it was broken enough to break you up the
yes,
first time?
Right.
Unless we've had intensive help and intensive therapy and we've worked on ourselves and then the relationship, it will most likely be very doomed to fail.
Right. We got a lot more to talk about
yes,
on this topic
do.
Today. Moving on after heartbreak, this is Go Yard. And don't go anywhere. We got some great music coming right up. And we'll be right back.
This is Megan, an independent ambassador for Plexus, the pink drink. There is finally a healthy solution to help you lose weight. It's a most natural product that will burn fat, not muscle. People around the country are experiencing amazing results, and you can too. Check out my independent ambassador website for my contact info, testimonials, and product information at mkramer.myplexusproducts.com.
Prompt professional service is what you will receive when you allow Marcia McAllister of Charles Rittenberg Realty to help find that perfect home or list your home for sale. With over 23 years of experience in the Tampa Bay area, you will enjoy a smooth transaction from start to finish. Call Marcia today at 727-417-0707. Now is a great time to buy or sell a home. Call Marcia McAllister at 727-417-0707.
We're back. Great music. I love that. The music always really inspires. It just kind of sets the tone. And you and Bobby are the ones who usually pick the songs. And that's good. You guys are really good at that.
We're a great team, Bobby.
You are a great team. He's our engineer. And this is Mama Mac along with Dr. Angel, our licensed expert. Licensed mental health. Yeah, I'll get it here in a minute. And PhD. So anyway, we're talking about moving on after heartbreak because this is a real problem that a lot of people face. And if you are tuning in for the first time, this is a show to help you. It's a life coaching show. And we got our name Go Yard from hitting a home run in life instead of striking out. And, you know, how do these topics, I want to ask you that before we go back to this one. How do these topics go with that whole thing of Go Yard?
Well, you know, hitting the home run in life is living life, but living it well. It's not just existing.
Exactly.
And so each of these topics go in places that people will get stuck and they're just kind of existing and they're not living and they're not living well. And so helping them to get unstuck and get over that next step and that hurdle will help them to find that contentment and satisfaction in those areas of their life that they get a little stuck with.
Very well said. So we're glad you're joining us tonight. You can text your questions or comments if you want to during the show to write to my phone, 727-888-4171. 727-888-4171. And you can catch this show every weekend, Saturday and Sunday at noon Eastern, StarcomRadioNetwork.com. StarcomRadioNetwork.com. Every Saturday and Sunday at noon Eastern. So you can tell a friend if you're listening and you go, oh, I want so-and-so to hear this. They can this weekend, right at noon Eastern.
Yes, they can.
StarcomRadioNetwork.com. All right. Anyway, so Dr. Angel, let's get back to our topic. Moving on after heartbreak. We were talking about reflection and how that helps you and what we're supposed to do during our reflection time. You want to talk about that again?
Well, yeah, it's an opportunity for us to grow. So it's an opportunity for us to find the good, some of the things that we could have done to have contributed to the problems, if it was a breakup or, you know, just an opportunity for us to kind of reflect. It could be anything that's going on. This isn't, although we wrote it for romantic relationships, it really can apply to even like if your children are making mistakes and hurting themselves and you're grieving that, you still need to go through that grieving process. And reflection is important because sometimes maybe we are enabling when we think we're helping and giving us the opportunity to look at how I'm handling this and what's my real feelings under this grief. What am I afraid of? Because it's usually fear.
Right.
And when we can start looking at that, we can start moving on.
Oh, absolutely. And which is so important. I mean, that's what we should be doing, moving on from it. And that's the title of this. Okay, so we talked about reflection and how that can help us. And we did also suggest in the last half hour about journaling.
Journaling, yeah.
Writing or doing a voice.
A voice journal recording. Is a really cool way. Or any other way. There's a lot of cool creative outlets. Ways for us to express our feelings. Or just find a friend that we can trust or confident that we can trust and share some of those.
Phone a friend, yeah. Okay, what else besides reflection?
Self-care.
Oh my gosh. You cannot she said it three times, Dr. Angel.
Self-care. When we are grieving.
What does that mean?
Well, when we're grieving and when we're sad, those are very strong, strong emotions. And we talked about how they can lead to physical ailments later on in life. Some are delayed. Some are instant. We're low in our immune system. So we're going to be more vulnerable to colds and flus and things just naturally in our environment.
And I know we've done this on other shows, but I looked up a lot of research years ago on cancer and the root cause and the connection between bitterness and resentment.
And so these are strong negative emotions, and they affect our physical body. And so self-care, what it does is it's helping to build our immune system. So it's kind of like a protection. It's like your vitamins for your body.
Okay.
Self-care is doing that for you. And so this is the time to be good to yourself.
Okay.
Have patience. You're not going to get everything done you want to get done in a day. You're
going to
struggle
good.
With
Give
focus.
You permission to not be as...
Your focus and concentration goes down when you're going through these strong emotions. You're going to be sad and you're just going to lose chunks of time, maybe because you've cried or maybe you weren't ready to go out and face something that minute and that day. And it's okay to take those extra minutes.
Right.
Be good to you. Do things you enjoy doing. You know, a lot of times when relationships break up, and even a good relationship, we always sacrifice.
Right.
There's something, you know, maybe we don't go to our favorite restaurant because they don't really like it. Or maybe we don't put the toppings on our pizza because they don't really like it. This is the time to kind of enjoy all those things that we kind of have sacrificed throughout this relationship right. that we really love. And it's a good time to do that.
Yeah, that we were being sweet about.
Okay, it's a kind thing to
do. Sure, let's just add pepperoni and mushrooms, even though I want a Royal Feast pizza.
So eat at the places you want to eat at.
Okay, there you go.
Not because you're trying to, you know, please someone else, but something you want to do. Go get a new hairstyle. Go to the spa. Go hang out with friends maybe you haven't had as good of connection with in a while because of time.
And, you know, these are good practical things to do because what they're doing, the suggestions you're making, doctor, is it gets your mind off of, at least for a period of time or a portion of time.
Absolutely.
Of the loss.
Well, yes. And they're helping us to start enjoying our own self.
Okay.
They're nurturing our heart. It's nurturing ourselves. We're building our immune system and we're nurturing ourselves, which is going to help us heal through the
exactly.
process.
Exactly.
And so be good to yourself. Self-care. And
rest.
We can't get your rest.
Exercise.
You know, exercise. Those are always good ones.
Eat well.
Or just eat what you like sometimes. You know, you always see the proverbial breakup and they go to the, you know, the gallon
right.
of Ben and Jerry's ice cream, you know, whatever. And, you know, it's okay to be more patient with yourself.
Yes.
Things are going to take a little more time. You'll be forgetful. Things you normally do, you might forget.
That's a good point.
When
I hadn't thought about that.
Strong emotions affect our ability to focus and concentrate.
Okay.
And so you may not be able to remember where your glasses are or your keys are, and you're going to get frustrated. You might be late to an appointment, and that's part
okay.
of that process.
It's
okay. And it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. And so it's really important to do your self-care.
I like that self-care point because reflection, as we talked about first, very important. That is you're really thinking about things that happened, you're doing your homework kind of,
you
so
are.
To speak, you know.
And here's the thing with this. It's not a first second. It's you're going to feel hard feelings. And maybe you need to go eat your favorite restaurant that day. And self-care can be intertwined. We've reflected some
yeah,
today.
Maybe
I'm going to go to the spa and get a nice massage and relax my body.
So it's not one is
and
reflection.
Two, right.
two is self-care.
You want to intertwine this together because.
Good point. Excellent point.
It'll help
and I like that. Doing something that you would not ordinarily do for yourself or something you wanted to do. I like that. It's great.
Absolutely. It's a great way to reconnect with yourself. Kind of find out who you are again. I know we talked about that movie Runaway Bride where, you
right.
know, the girl didn't even know how she liked her eggs because she just ate them how everyone she dated ate them. And it's a good time to explore what
exactly.
we really like again because we
right.
do give some of that up sometimes.
And, you know, it's strengthening, isn't it? When you like empower yourself is what I'm trying to say. When you're spending time doing things you enjoy doing that make you feel better. Going to the gym, if that's good for you, take a long walk, whatever. Do those things that are going to take care of you. That's what I hear you say.
Absolutely. And what feeds you? What makes you feel nurtured? And
right.
everyone's different. I mean, I gave a few suggestions, but the list could be endless.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else we should do here?
Well, while we're doing self-care, we want to make sure we're building our support system.
Okay.
And we kind of talked about relationships can divide our support system at
right.
times. And so we want to surround ourselves with people who support and will listen to us.
So the proverbial couple who gets a divorce and they've had all these close friends they always ran around with, and now she or he is facing life here alone. It's
Correct.
It's not uncommon.
It's very common for that to happen.
The
yeah.
couples to quit calling and asking the person out because they feel weird too.
They do. And sometimes people feel like they have to take a side or they have to decide who
right.
was right and who was wrong. And it doesn't have to be that way. And so if you don't have that friend that you've had for a long period of time, maybe this is a time to start cultivating your own friendship.
Exactly.
That's separate from your relationship. Because you do need someone who's going to support you, not judge you, not criticize you, not tell you what to do. They're just going to be with you and listen.
And, you know, when you talk about somebody that supports you, doctor, I think it's important that this person is not a gossip.
Absolutely important. You need to be able to keep your confidence because you're going to probably pour out some really intimate feelings of your heart.
And you know, I think generally speaking, people by nature, by human nature, are not real good about keeping things close to the vest. You know what I mean?
No, I hear you about that. Unfortunately, that is all too common. And so it can be challenging to build that support system. And sometimes it may not necessarily be a person that you're super close to. I knew someone who was going through a breakup, and they joined this knitting group anonymously.
Bobby.
And they joined this knitting group anonymously, but it was a bunch of strangers that they could share, and it was a great outlet for them.
Bobby, she's giving us an example of joining a knitting group if you need a support system.
Well, the good news is that we just had the new FM logo come in for Tan Talk now, so now you can, when she stitches my little hat, or knits my hat, now we can have the new logo on the hat.
That's right.
And it would, I would
and
make my day.
And there you go, because she is such a knitter. Yeah. And we just found that out, audience, about Dr. Angel a couple weeks ago, and Bobby and I just cannot let it go. And the example that you bring up today is join a knitting club?
Well, she did. She joined a hobby club, okay?
Bobby, this is too rich.
And it was a group of women who could support her without her, you know, so it was a good outlet for her.
Are you saying that knitting clubs don't gossip?
I'm not saying that, but a lot of times you don't really see the person in other places of your life, so you don't know what they're saying.
See, that'd be a good show. You got Dr. Angel's knitting show, knitting radio.
And it could be all video, just watching her knit all day long.
You guys are so bad.
Well,
I'm
it's just so uncharacteristic of you. You accomplished one that we can't picture you sitting around and knitting Bobby the hat you promised him for Christmas. Right?
You guys are bad.
Okay.
But yes, but we also, in building that support system, should distance ourselves. I'm not saying to break that other relationship, but distance ourselves from people who are not supportive, people who are criticizing, people who are trying to tell us what to do. Nobody has the right to tell you what to do.
Nobody else has lived in your relationship.
No. Thus, people can give advice, but there's a difference between here's something you could consider to, I think you should XYZ.
Why didn't you XYZ? I know. I've known a lot of people like that. I've been through divorce. I've known people like that who are so good at giving advice.
Oh, wait. This is one that I have heard recently. Is not only are they good at giving advice, but they're good at telling other people when they're religious what God has told them for them.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know, God has told me you need to patch this up with your husband kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which, these are the people we need to kind of distance. People don't, they're not in the driver's seat of your life. You are.
Right. And so, not that God cannot speak to us, because he does.
Yes, he does.
But he usually speaks to the person.
Yes. And not sending all these other people messages about your life. Typically,
exactly.
That's not how it works. So,
right. Right.
But you need to kind of shut down that. There's a lot of negativity already going on. You don't need more.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Have fun.
That's one of the things
that
to
is
do
one of the
when
things
you're
when we're going through this
moving
heartbreak.
On after heartbreak.
Have some fun. It's okay to feel sad.
Yeah.
But we don't want to deny ourselves pleasure at the same time.
Cool. Good idea.
You know, and that's really difficult for people who have gone through death.
Yes.
Because they feel like everyone's watching and I should look act sad. You know, back in the olden days, you know, I'm big.
You got to grieve for 30 days.
You had
days
to wear your
whatever.
Black clothing and keep your head down and couldn't go to public and parties because you had to show you're sad.
Yeah.
And that's not really a healthy way of doing it. You know, when you're sad, you're sad. But go ahead and enjoy things too.
You know, in different times of my life, I have taken myself by myself to the movies different times after something that's not gone, you know, not necessarily a breakup, but just things that weren't going well. And I've found that fine. I love to just go to the movie by myself, you know, but do something. That's what you're saying. Find something to do.
You know, and there can be whatever you believe is fun too. Everyone's got a different idea of fun. But if it's connecting with nature, going kayaking, or pretending you're a tourist in your own town and enjoying some of the tourist sites.
Right. There you go.
Just things that are fun. It's okay to laugh.
Yeah.
It's okay to have fun. It's okay to watch a funny movie or a show that, you know, these are things that we're building inside of us to help us protect us and get stronger and get through this.
And, you know, you brought up a really good point there, because a lot of times, especially after the death of a spouse or a parent or whatever,
anyone,
that we feel like we shouldn't enjoy life because they're gone.
We deny ourselves,
don't we? This is a common problem. Would you address that a little further to our audience? Because I think that's hitting someone.
Oh, absolutely. And so what we do is we actually remove ourselves from the opportunity to enjoy something and experience a feeling that's pleasant.
Right.
And so what we're really doing is hurting ourselves. It's not helping our grieving process.
Exactly.
it's keeping us back. It's keeping us held back, and it's not helping us heal as a person. And yes, you will always miss that person, especially if it's death, and they've had an important role. But to honor that life is not to deny your life.
Exactly.
There are still people that you can engage with and that are looking at you to build into their life. And so the best way we can honor life is to
Go on living and live
and not get stuck back in
that. I like that. Yeah. It's about our perspective, don't you think?
All about perspective.
That's an interesting word. Would you define perspective? Because I think that's very critical here in this topic.
Well, it's the view in which we interpret what's happening through. So you can take the same experience and I could have four different people tell me about that experience and I could get four different perspectives or views about that experience.
All right.
So someone has a breakup, they may view themselves as the victim. How could this happen to me? And I did all the right things and blah, 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 blah. And they get stuck in that this was the victim perspective that they can't move forward.
Right.
Because they won't be able to reflect and see, what am I really feeling? What am I really thinking? Because they're just so angry that this happened to them. And it's this victim perspective, which is one. So when you take that perspective, and you may very well have been a victim, it happens.
Right.
But still, if we stay in that perspective, you're going to experience more negative feelings and you're not going to heal and you're not going to move forward. And it's going to create to act more negatively towards the people in your life.
Right.
When we have a difficult time and we view this as, okay, this stinks. I wasn't expecting this.
Right.
I wasn't planning for this. But you know what? Life changes. Seasons come. Seasons go. I'm going to feel more powerful.
Right.
I am going to feel and experience more positive emotions.
You know, I think this is a good point, these seasons in life, because I'm older than you just by a couple years, right?
Couple years.
Yeah, couple decades. But anyway, you know, with that perspective, I got married for life when I got married. And I mean, I had no idea it would happen to me 15 years later, you know, what would happen to me. And I think that happens to a lot of people. So, you know, we start out with great intentions, or we think we got a picture of what this relationship is going to be, or, you know, whatever, the friendship or whatever. We go into it so often with rose-colored glasses, I guess I'm trying to say. And then when life hits, like you just said, when life happens, things happen out of our control, or things happen that are our own fault, or whatever the things might be, it's like such a, it can be such a, like, feeling like you just got sideswiped, you know? You know what I mean?
Absolutely. It can feel like a whole train wreck just happened in front of your,
right,
and you're a part of it.
And you didn't see it, your perspective when you made that commitment was amazing and hopeful and exciting, and this is what you wanted, and then things didn't go well.
Absolutely.
For whatever reason.
And so, and things might have not gone well, and it may not have been your fault.
Right. And or it may have. I mean,
or it may have.
But like you say, it's 50-50, really.
It really is. Everyone contributes, even when it's really negative. There's still some kind of contribution that's happening. So when you take that victim, this is happening to me, and how could this happen to me? You are removing your own power.
That's so true.
When you choose
true.
To look at this as, okay, this is a crappy season in my life, but this is a season of my life, then you're giving back yourself your power.
And we talked about that 2 weeks ago on our anniversary show. Mm-hmm. You've got to use your power. Okay, so how does that impact this topic we're talking about as far as our power?
Well, when we give up our power, we're letting that situation control us for as long as we give up our power, as long as we want to stay the victim. That situation is going to rule our life.
Now, we're not talking about control.
No, it's the situation.
There's a big difference between power and control, right?
Yes. So when our power is, our thoughts are going to be about that relationship or that person, or, you know, we're going to get stuck.
Right.
And that's giving up our power to live our own life.
Right.
And so when I look at this as, okay, this is a crappy season, but I'm going to have my power, that means I have my power. I can choose to feel the feelings. I can choose to have fun. I can choose to take care of me. I can choose to build a relationship. I can choose to move on.
Right.
And heal. And so one takes away your choice.
Right.
And one gives you all your choice.
Right.
We want our choices.
Exactly.
And so we need to look at it from that view or perspective. It can, breakups can totally just stink. Let's just be honest.
Oh, absolutely.
But it does give us an opportunity to kind of change our life a little and grow.
And I want to go back to your seasons of life point.
Okay.
Since I've had more seasons than you have. And, you know, not a lot, but a few. And the seasons are those times where, you know, we're in that particular mode. Raising children is a season. Mm-hmm. Having babies, raising them, getting them into college or their job or wherever they're going. That's a season of our lives. And then after that, there's another season.
There's
lots of
seasons.
And exactly.
Life is always changing. And so that's just kind of the way that our Creator set it up. Every day is a new day. We have seasons, months, years, you know. And
it's cool that
life
way.
Is that way, too. And people love friendships that come and friendships that go. And right. It didn't mean that something bad happened. It was just a season. And so sometimes those relationships could be long seasons, but they can be seasons. And so this could be an opportunity for me to make some changes in my life.
Exactly.
And, you know, what are the things that I can do now that I couldn't do before? And those are some of those positive perspectives
exactly.
that we're talking about. So that helps us to move forward, embracing some of those changes.
Right. Absolutely.
One of the ways you're going to move forward, though, is working on yourself. You will never move forward if you sit in the blame game and he should have or she should have or he could have or she could have or whatever. You have to only work on yourself. Even if this relationship could reconcile in the future, it won't happen unless you are growing in your own.
You know, that is so important. And that's why I think a lot of people get stuck in this pain and the hurt and the agony of a breakup. And honestly, Doctor, we have more we want to talk about
on this.
We're going to have to go on next week with this.
Yes, we
because
will.
This is such an important topic, and it affects every single one of us in some form or another, don't you think?
Absolutely.
So would you just kind of recount for 1 minute here what we've covered tonight that just remind people?
So anytime we're going through heartache or a breakup or just our heart's hurting, it can be from multiple sources. First of all, we need to do is feel and grieve those feelings.
Right.
And let our body feel them and grieve them. We're going to need to start reflecting, you know, looking at the positive things, maybe looking at some of the negative things, looking at what I contributed. Why am I feeling some of these? Am I just missing this person? Am I afraid of being alone? Am
right.
I afraid of losing social status? Take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself. Yes.
Be good to you. Start enjoying the things you enjoy doing just for you, for the sake of you. Nurture your heart. Build a support system of people who do support you. Distance from people who aren't as supportive during this time. It's okay to have fun. Enjoy life.
Yes.
Don't deny yourself access to pleasure. And your perspective is important.
Yes, absolutely. Wow. All this is fantastic. We're going to go on with this part two next week. Moving on. Moving on after heartbreak. Part two will be next week. We'd love to hear from you. GoYard2014@gmail.com. Check out our website. And that is GoYard2014.org. And like us on Facebook. GoYard1340, right?
Yes, it is.
So, you know, like us on Facebook. And we've got some new things coming up this year, this new year that we're in, our third year on the show. And we'll be talking more about that later. This has been
Dr. Angel
and Mama Mac bringing you Go Yard. See you next week, gang.
Good night.
I got a new lease on life.